So we go further on with self-confidence, and we will see today perhaps only where we are holding, and then see how that works in our avodah. So last time we saw that there are two things. One is the tzivui, Yom Tshuva Voiser, for sure Yom Tshuva Voiser, the whole thing is there. But on the other side is the Kriach of Yira Shomai. Exactly what the Pasuk says, Moshe Mele Kriach HaShoyer Mim Chokim Le'yiro. So the Pasuk says that the Kiyum of the Tzivui is totally in Yira. It's not only a technical thing that's totally in Yira. That means the Tzivui alone is not including the doing. The including of the doing of the Tzivui, that's Yira Shomai. When Meile, and Rabbi Sol says, Yira Shomai is Mechayev, to be mashkia, where it's easy, so that's what the Yira Shomayim is mechayim. So that is your kiyum of the tzivui. That means the whole tzivui is there, the tzivui is miskayim by you, with this, which is the Yira Shomayim mechayim. That's the Kriach HaMais is the Yira Shomayim. So the Yira Shomayim says, you have to invest, or you have to do, or you have to be muchach, the way we say, where it's easy for you. So that is the kiyum of that tzivui in your own world. That's Rabbi Yisrael. Yeah? So Tosfos already says that, the Golden Mitzvah Voiser, Mishael Mitzvah Voiser. Tosfos says, why? Because he's doyik u'mitztayer. So a daiga u'mitztayer, that very much shows me that you are daigen mitzvah for something where you are holding. You're not daigen mitzvah, that's something, a reaction which you have when you are holding somewhere and it really is a part of your life. And it's scary when you want to say like this, where you are. But to be daigen mitzvah about the madregen ruach hakodesh or in the vua, whatever it is, and not daigen mitzvah on that one. The God of Mitzvah voice, that goes very well with Rabbi Yisrael, that the Mitzvah Voise is the Kriach HaKiyum by you, is where you have your Yira Shomayim, so where it is close to you. So there you are Mashkia. That is Rabbi Yisrael. Now comes the other obstacle. And the obstacle is that you, a part of you, or you can have that mistake that you think, Leichter says that Avodah Hashem has to be comfortable. Has to be easy, comfortable. It comes along very comfortable and easy. That the Avodah Hashem is Rabbi Yisrael, the foolish Rabbi Yisrael. Only do whatever is easy for you. So don't make a big effort. You know, take things easy, calm down, just sit back and relax. And that's it. What the Avodah Hashem is. So that's nothing. It's not, for sure not. That's for sure, that's foolish. Aye, it is where it's easy, so that's what we want to explore today. And we will see in that the self-confidence I try to aim for is a self-confidence which makes you grow. I want that I should be able to grow in my Avodas Hashem. And self-confidence is a thing that I work with the givens, the way you said last time a little bit. I work with the givens, that's where I am, but that makes me grow. Yeah? Growth. And growth is able only when that thing of Avodah Hashem is like triggering me, or is like making me some way uncomfortable, when you want like this. Yeah? It rubs me the wrong way, or however you want to say that, you know. But it can't be that you are growing out of comfort. There was not any person in the world was growing out of comfort. You don't grow out of that. You do not grow from comfort. That's what Chazal say. That ein ha kol esef ve esef sheilo malach ha'imet olof umakeboy ve'imrem lo yigadel ve'imrem lo yigadel. So it hits the thing. So hitting is, as you think, even in the ancient times, hitting was uncomfortable. This is something mentioned in that memoir, that something uncomfortable happens. Makeboy. It's not comfortable. But you can't have gadeil It can grow only when it is not comfortable. When it's 100% comfortable, it doesn't do it. Why? Because all these words of being comfortable, being happy, perhaps that too, comfortable, happy, all these things, they are very much constrained to your own dimension. Yeah? I'm comfortable with me, where I am, I'm fine, I'm comfortable, I'm happy. So you very much indulge in your own reality and nothing else. And that doesn't make you grow. That does not make you grow. Yeah? It's not. But you have to work with the givens. And Rabbi Sal says that where it's easy, you have to do the work. So that is what we are trying to go for now. For sure, I have to work with the givens. For sure, I have to work where I am. But it doesn't mean that I am comfortable, and that's what my avodah zarah is. That can't be. Now, look. And I would now tell you, of course, there is a tension there, because that's what we spoke about. Now you see, I don't know whether people say that or not, this is Mishnah Kemina, but I only want to think together. I really don't know, but let's say it. I only want to show you the Havamidis I had in my head, okay? Not independent of whether someone says that or not. I don't know, I really don't know. But if I could tell you, of course, Rabbi Sol tells you that you have to do wherever it's easy for you. But don't forget that there is a tzivui which is much bigger than you. Much bigger, you know? And this tension between that big tzivui where you have to reach, or where you are still mature voice, that big tzivui of Torah, which is there, and your own matzev, wherever you are, and your Yirah Shemayim says that is your place where you do the avoida, where you mekayim that tzivui, but in the end, in the tzivui, it says all different kind of things, the way we spoke last time. So this tension between the two things, that is the creative tension which will make you grow. Yeah? That is sounds so nice. No? That sounds so nice, and you will be nodding your head and say, that was intelligent. Yeah, that was intelligent perhaps for the paper, but it's helped the Teuton bankers. That doesn't help anything. You know, that doesn't do the job. It doesn't. Believe me, it doesn't. It doesn't do the job. And we all know it, that it doesn't do the job. Because that really makes me work, because I know that Limud Torah or Tfile or that is such a big thing, and now this tension between where I'm holding in my Tfile, which I barely can keep my head in the first few words of the first Brocha, but then I hear how Reb Elelopian or how Reb Ruchem was davening 5 hours, Shmon Esra, Musaf, Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, so this tension between my 3 words and 5 hours Musaf Rosh Hashanah without one Machshava Zorah, that is a tension which is created for you, that does something to you. To me, it doesn't do anything. Yeah, even it doesn't even crush me. You know, it's like when a semi trailer goes over you, there's enough space underneath that you go over and you get up and it doesn't happen anything. You know, so that's something like that. You know, Okay, so I don't think that is very productive. Good? But then we'll be smarter. We say, no, this I understand, that's not so productive. But there's something else which is much more productive. You have to take the next step. Only next step. Look, Rabbi Sol learns that like this, Chazal learned it like that, and the Pasuk itself says it, that there is a parallel between making business and avodas Hashem, which says in kakesef mitvakshenu kakesef hatmoyim tach b'seno, that you are, it's like business. Yeah? And let's say I am somewhere, but I have to reach a big goal. I don't know whether you are Americans who don't have this pressure. I tried not to have it either. But let's say I am Israeli, full blown Israeli, and then I have 10 children, Bo Hashem. And these 10 children have to get married, Bo Hashem, and then I have to buy 10 dirhams. So 10 dirhams for a person which learns in Kollel, that's right, that's a pressure. Yeah? So that's a pressure on your head. So you have to, it's like Mutsuro, you know, you have to, I don't know how much money, but there are a lot. When you want a good chasanim, then you need 2 dirhams for each one. Okay, so that means 20 dirhams. Yeah? So I don't know. But you have to have a lot of money. Yeah? A lot of money. So I don't have a lot of money. Now I have to take the first steps. I put away 100 shekel every month. You know, that's not so such a big contribution to the big goal, but that's where I'm holding now. But now, okay, so now I have to go further on because my children already are getting older a little bit. I have to go further on. I have to take the next step. Yeah, what's the next step? Yeah, but I have to reach $1 million. Yeah, but what's the next step? But it's very clear, no? You have to have money. Yeah, yes. So what's the next step? So why in Avodas Hashem you are so happy with that? That's where you're holding, you know, and then you only have to take the next step. You are clueless even the next step. Don't fool me, huh? Why is that good for you? Anyway, that's already intelligent, you know. And you say, no, not the big thing, that's not so productive. But the next step, what is that next step? What is it? Atalomevin, otzad, yeah, but what is that? Like in business, you know. When I once tried to make a next step in business and I lost all of my money. Yeah, that was a good step, yeah. But I didn't have money, so I lost only 50 shekels. But it was, I'm a specialist in making the wrong step in money, you know. So why in a way the same should that work? You see, that's a plunder. Yeah? That's a real riddle. Because I want to work with a given, but I want to do work with a given. I want to do work with the given, and there where I am, I have now to grow from there. But how does that work? So now, there is, because that Avodas Hashem, there is a tzivui there, and this is where you're holding. But where you're holding is not your comfort. Where you're holding is something else entirely. It's not that it's comfortable for you. You are, I would say the word, you are content with that. It's a thing, you are doing it in a way that you feel content. Even feel good is a wrong word in American English today, yeah? It's like feel content. I do something. I do my tafkid. It's a tafkid I do. I have a tafkid to do, but I have a tafkid which is in my turf. It's there where I am. It's not comfortable. No, it doesn't have to be comfortable. Not every tafkid is comfortable. And I want to tell you that Be'etzem Avodas Hashem, the way Chazal say, Avodas Hashem is always uncomfortable. Because it always triggers you. But you are content. It's a thing you are investing and you have something to invest. And you feel good about that when you want to say it like this. That you feel good or content about that you invest there. But it is a tafkid. Where is that tafkid coming from? So that is now the chidush in these two things. Because where I am holding the little thing I'm doing, this yirah shomayim, which is mechayev me to concentrate and to invest in the place where I'm holding, this is a part of the kiyum of the tzivui. And the tzivui is my tafkid. My tafkid in the world is to learn. But I have to understand that tafkid, that this tafkid of learning has to be realized in my world. So I have to understand what that tafkid means. So that tafkid always means something which I am not 100% comfortable with. Otherwise it wouldn't be a tafkid for the Be'olam. Because when I'm comfortable, that's not that I make a tafkid. I'm not tafkid to be comfortable. A tafkid always means that is something I have to make an effort. But the effort is easy. It's not. Get rid of that. Perhaps the American thinks, you think like, whenever it's not comfortable, then it's really strange to me. That's nicht das will. It's not like this. There is something that you are doing, a tafkid, and the tafkid is definitely a thing which takes an effort. But this effort is very much doable, and it makes you even more content that you did that effort. Not because you reached your goal and you were achieving whatever you dreamed. No, not because of achievement, because you did something with yourself. That's a very basic human trait. that you are doing something out of your prira, and you do something which takes an effort, but you feel content with it, and it's easy to do. It's not something difficult. Eh? But the first thing is that you have to connect these two things. You have to connect the tzivui with where you are holding. So it's not that I forget about the tzivui. This is a mistake you make. Eh? You think, now Leuchter cut out all the tzivui, you cut that thing out, and forget about what you are mitzvah. Forget about what the Torah wants from you. You just concentrate only where you are holding, and then you do certain things which are considered religious, and that is your avodas Hashem. And you will be such a relaxed, happy person entering Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in a very relaxed way and say, you know, I got the p'tur from Kol HaTorah Kula, which is not in my turf. Now, that is no avodah altogether. There's no growth and no avodah. First you have to understand, what you do is a key of that tzivui. I give you a dogma of learning. Yeah, I want to be marchiv that thing. It's a little bit of thing which is on my mind. Let's say like this about the learning, which I feel that we are not. A lot of times when you try to go into what the Torah really wants from you, then you see that you have no clue what the Torah really wants from you. Because the Torah wants you something else that you are used to. Let's look one thing. You learned once in yeshiva, when you learned once in yeshivas, and you heard one shmuz towards the end of this man, then you heard for sure this thing. You heard, Kola aloimet, veina choyzer, kezireya, veina koyzer. You heard that once? Yeah, you heard that once. That means, you have to chazer. You learned your things, and you learned your Gemara, but now, in the last 2 weeks, you have to, or the 3 weeks, or 4 weeks, however it is, you have to chazal, and you have to really take that home, put it in your pocket, that what you learned, that you should remember. That's it. That's right? But let's ask this very simple question. When you are Zereya, the Keitzer, are you gathering back those seeds which you put into the earth? Or you do kreitzer something else, much more than what you put in. Huh? What do you do when you are kreitzer? You are taking back the seeds you put in, or you are taking home more? You have to tell me you take home more. So vice versa in Chazal, Chazore doesn't mean that you shouldn't forget. Because then you would take home just what you put in. Or you don't forget it. That's right. You thought once about that? Yeah? Okay? So that's what it is. You know? You're Zereya. But the Keitzel is something else. So where do you have a Raya from? You need a Raya for that. That's what we spoke. Excuse me. That's what we spoke. The Baal HaTanya, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, says that when you see that you forget something, you may not go on and further on at learning. You have to go back immediately and learn it again, because you may not be forgetting. That's right? So, Sof Dr. Baal HaTanya, that chazering in order not to forget is not chazering. That's part of learning. Because the moment you forget, you have to go back and learn it, because you didn't learn it. So, not forgetting is not chazering. That's not chazering. It's called aloimet. You are learning the way you have to learn. Yeah? And when you forget, you didn't learn. So kol aloimet, you learned and you didn't forget, ve'ele choizo. Also ich steht noch in Baal HaTanya. That's what it says. Because loimet means that you are, the moment you forget, you are not learning. So you have to go back. So kol aloimet means you didn't forget. Yeah? So what's chazore? Ah, chazore is something else. And then suddenly you see that Rabbi Kiveger, when he chose a chavrusa, he gave him to learn an omid, gemara, and when he finished, and you have to understand, when someone finished the omid gemara, and Rabbi Kiveger told him to finish that, he finished it in the way that he could speak with Rabbi Kiveger. So that, for me, would take 3 months, you know. But these people were a little bit bigger, so they were learning that, and after a certain amount of time, he finished that omid, and he came to Rabbi Kiveger, and then he said, no, now you go over the same omid again. And when the second time was quicker than the first time, he dropped the chavrusa.
And we chazal the whole zman in the last 2 weeks. Yeah? And that's what it's called chazorah by us. Huh? That means we do not know what the Torah wants from us. Clear? We do not know. We have an entirely wrong concept what the Torah HaKadosh wants from us. Even though we think we are B'nai Torah and we are educated and we know what that means. We do not know the Ivre. Yeah? We do not know the Hebrew they speak, you know? No, Chazorah means something else. Chazorah doesn't mean in order not to forget. In order not to forget, that means learning. Chazorah means that the things are broader and the things are connected where you didn't see it beforehand and the things are giving out new peiros and peiros. That's what Chazorah means. Yeah? So did you chazor once in your life? Never. Yeah? That's a problem. Okay, that's a problem. Now I have to begin to chazor. That is a tzivui, let's say. That is a tzivui. Now I have to do it in my own world. But now, this is not comfortable. It's much more comfortable to be the way I am till now, you know. I learn and then I say a good word and then they say to the hell and I write it down and I print it in the Amhat Torah or wherever you print your things and then I am happy and I go further on. Vezeu. That's much more comfortable. Yeah? Perhaps that's also effort, but that's much more comfortable. Now I have to know, wow, I have to do now something else. Have you something which is just triggering me, something which is not comfortable, but I am content that I do what I am supposed to do, but to an extent which is shayach to me. Yeah? But it makes me a little bit uncomfortable. It rubs me the wrong way in a certain way. There I am growing. Now I grow exactly from where I am. That is the unbelievable matana we got from the Borei Olam with Torah Mitzvahs. That we can grow. Not we are growing in a way from Torah Mitzvahs, which in the end, you know, when you will be Mekayim, all the Tariyat Mitzvahs, you will be a big man. You will grow where you are. Because the Mitzvahs always, they have to rub you in a certain way which is uncomfortable for you. But you are content to do it. Why? Because you are Mekayim, the Tzivui. That is the connection to the tzivui. It's not some exercise the Torah wants from you that you should do it in order to be fit or something like this. No, you have a duty. You have a tzivui. You have something going on which this is your tafkid in the world. To be Mekayim Tariyat Mitzvahs. That's your tafkid. But this tafkid isn't there. This tafkid is Miskayim here. But because it is a tafkid, it means that it does something to me that it takes me in a way that I have to measure up with that. And now I am growing from where I am. And that is the field where this self-confidence in Avodah Hashem comes in. What we spoke last time. That you work with the given. You see, it's not the next step. It's the exploring and dealing with that. That Torah wraps you where you are. And you deal with that. And then you will see that there is a next step coming in through that. Not because you know intellectually where the next step is. You don't know yet. But there is something going on which is going like this. You know, is it in tefillah? Is it in brochas? Is it in... And now you understand this whole concept that you have to be a muchach to do that. When you are not a muchach, then you will not explore that rubbing, you know. Then you fall back into your comfort. Then you fall back and I do it, you know, I do it. No, it has to be something, I do it, chok v'lo yavo. And it's something which is a kiyum of a tzivu. It's something which goes slightly against my teva, otherwise no Torah. Torah never tells you do whatever you do side by side. Yeah? Torah tells you do something else, it's a tafkit. So Torah tells you to do something, but now you do it, chok v'lo yavo. And this chok v'lo yavo you do, that rubs you. And now you have to deal with that. And that's the way you push yourself from where you are holding. And that's the way the next step opens up. Mashkiach always told me that. And I never understood in this way. But he always told me that. But then you will work. The next step will open up by itself.
you will see what the next step is. You will see that. Yeah? Of course, perhaps you'll see it through that you learn Sforim too. It doesn't come into your brain some middle of the sleep, but you are looking around and you're interested in what Chazal say. You have to do that. That's the whole Hadroche and Avoy. That's not my thing now. But it opens up by itself, because when it drops you where you are, then you deal with that. Then you see, aha, I have now another field or something more to work on. And that's the way you grow. Huh? And that is what we aim for, that we have self-confidence in Avodas Hashem. That there is Avodas Hashem going on. There is Metzuvah Voisin. But now you see, the Metzuvah Voisin doesn't crush you. But when you don't get that tafkit, this being content, I have no other word, but this, that it's good for you, even though it's not comfortable. That's a very basic thing. When you don't get out of your only comfort zone, you will not do any Avodas Hashem. That's nothing. Nothing will happen. But it is a tafkit, and I'm content to do that. I am doing it with a happiness, or however these words, I don't know where the words are exactly. Yeah? For my own taste, happiness is too personal. Yeah? Content is much less personal. Yeah? Comfortable is for sure personal. Yeah? But it's something which I am part of a thing which is not only personal, but it's good for me to be there. Yeah? So that's what it is. This is this tough kid, but it's in my own place. But it drops me, now I grow. And I grow without, that's not some spooky thing that I know what the next step is, which I have no clue what it is, or I know where to reach, which that's for sure I don't know where to reach. But it needs work to be done, that we understand what Torah wants from us. And we understand that in a practical way. The way I tried a little bit to see that Chazorah, for example, means something else. So how do you do that? So how would it be done that this Chazorah, that you go over a thing and you see that the Torah is much different than you thought before? How can I experience that? How can I experience the real Chazorah? Where? In which Sefer? In which field? Is it in the Gemara? Is it the thing you learn in the Yeshiva? Or is it a private learning? Or is it a Sefer? Or where is that exactly going on? Yeah? Okay? So that's what everything in Avodah does. I only gave the Dugma from learning. I could bring Dugma from Tfile, from Ben Odom LaChaveiroi, from Noisibolim LaChaveiroi, from whatever you want. Yeah? Whatever you want. It's always like that. That the Tzivui is so big, and the Tzivui is so different than what you are, because that's what Tzivui is. Perhaps you think that Tzivui is only what you are, what's good for you in the first place, you know. The Torah wants that you should reach Trias Amazing through this Tzivui. Yeah? That means it's another life. Yeah? It's another life. You will be a different person through that. Yeah? An entirely different person. Yeah? Tzivui is never something which is just there by you. No, Tzivui is so big and so different and such an other world. That is a basic Emun hour. I think Rabbi Yochum says it several times. The first thing we have to be aware is that Torah speaks a language we do not understand. The same thing I wanted to tell you. Yeah? It's like you do not understand this language. You don't understand what's wanted from you. You have to be miming in that. What is wanted from you with learning Torah, with davening, with all these things, yeah? But after you see that, then you have to see how it is miskayim by you, and this that it triggers you somewhere. That's the source of growth. Okay, so that's what I thought about this hemshich of last time, because the Kriya HaKiyum is the Yerushalayim, and when the Kriya HaKiyum is Yerushalayim puts the whole thing in your own reality, because it says where it's easy, there you work, yeah? But now it's growth too. Okay? So I think that's a very basic thing for our self-confidence. I think that is now a good hachon also to Elul, you know? It's a nice cotton, so everything is there. Okay. So next week we'll have a vat. I don't know when exactly whether it will be emshich of the self-confidence, because next week will be the last vat in this month, because I'm going out of Yerushalayim. So that'll be the last one. It's very good to have a good hafsot of Leuchta. So, but next week there will be still a vav. Perhaps we'll see what we'll do. Perhaps achona for the 3 weeks, or perhaps this weishvas episode. But we'll see what will be next week. But afterwards, that will be like the last word next time. Okay? Adkan. Thank you.